The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Good morning, Birmingham. It is Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022. Cloudy skies, a high of 60 today. I'm Rich Dixon alongside Valerie Vining. Steve West is here. So is Jim Dent and Drica Ray. Portions of today's show brought to you by our friends at J&K Excavation and Hauling. They do site prep for building. They do all kinds of paving, asphalt. If you want your gravel or your dirt driveway or parking area paved, they can make that happen for you. They also have the ability to just move dirt around. You know, when it starts to rain, if you notice, hey, there's a lot of water settling in one area and I have a lake out in the back, I wonder if there's some way that we could change that. Yes, they've got all the equipment to make that happen for you. They do it all the time. They also deliver things like chert and gravel and dirt and rocks and landscaping stuff. Give them a call. 983-2001, 983-2001, J&K Excavation and Hauling. I know their work, and I believe in it. 8:02, and let's take a look at what's happening in the headlines, shall we?
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today.
This is Channel 5 Action News.
Here's another interesting story that's in the news.
Nikki Haley addressing a potential presidential run in 2024. She says, you know what, the midterms are just over. Give me some time to think about it. But she did say, I'll tell you this. If President Biden pursues this and continues to and actually gets a nuclear agreement with the Iranians, the next president will tear that up on her first day in office, which makes it sound like maybe she's giving it more than a little thought.
Yeah, right? It sounds like she's, really weighing all the options here. And she's quite the fighter and, you know, spoke to this group in Vegas and has been asked more and more by reporters is she going to make this run? And I think, you know, she's looking at the playing field now. She knows Trump is in. Will Ron DeSantis run? That's a possibility. Who else will be in the playing field? But Nikki's pretty sharp.
Yeah. I'm a fan. I like her stuff.
I am too.
She would certainly be in the running for my vote. There are some people who would run who I would just look at and go, yeah, no, Jeb Bush, not going to happen. No, I don't think he's going to run. He got waxed so badly last time he tried.
And I think now the field is even tougher.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is going to be one of the toughest fields coming up if we think who we have already looked at is everybody's going to run.
The paradigm
that would be tough.
Has completely shifted.
Yes.
The idea that some sort of moderate type could get up there and have any sort of headline, that a Lindsey Graham or a Jeb Bush would have any sort of prayer in this, not going to happen. Not going to happen. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has ordered a halt to executions in the state. She said, yeah, those two guys you tried to kill and you failed, don't reschedule their executions yet, and don't schedule anymore until we figure out what the hell's going wrong here. How hard is it to kill somebody? Come on.
They're having difficulty finding a vein, apparently, to start the intravenous line needed to put these three drugs into the cocktail or the concoction of drugs. And yeah, this is not a good look for the state of Alabama to have two ready, and then you're trying to figure out, okay, well, we got to reset the execution date. Well, no, not until you figure this out.
Right. Why are you not making this work? Why don't we just give them some fentanyl? That seems to be fairly deadly.
Ooh.
And, you know, it's prevalent. We can find it anywhere. Just give them some fentanyl and just sit back and let them doze off.
Just like that?
Yeah.
Huh?
I don't know.
That a method?
Maybe
I don't think that's a method.
Have a cop kneel on their neck. Something. I'm just saying.
Richard.
It is a method.
That was wrong? One bad
that
apple.
One? That was.
Don't lump them all in there together.
No, I wouldn't do that. You know me. I'm supporters of our boys and girls in blue. Gardendale PD says a man attempted to rob a pawn shop, Stevens Pawn and Jewelry, but they say, according to the owner. Owner said he was unlocking the door, was just about to open up. Guy showed up, tried to rob him. He pulled out his gun, took a shot at the guy. And so the would-be robber made a run for it, ran to the back of the store, disappeared. This guy called the cops. Why would you call the cops and say someone tried to rob me if that wasn't the case? That makes no sense at all.
Doesn't make any sense. Yeah. Well, you know, again.
Plus, pawn shops deal in a lot of cash.
Oh, yes.
So that's why,
well,
you know,
there's weapons in there. Oh, there's all kinds of stuff inside the store.
Absolutely.
He's protecting himself, and that's what he was doing in his store.
Don't blame him for one second.
I don't either.
Oh, well, I do blame him for missing. That's the problem. If he'd hit him, wouldn't be a problem any longer. Joe Biden actually agreed to climate reparations the other day. Yeah, reparations. $1 billion for poor countries that have suffered damages due to the use of fossil fuels. Look, this is mildly insane, but it has been said for some time that this is nothing more than a redistribution of wealth. This whole green energy thing is nothing more than taking money from wealthy countries and giving it to poor countries. And I say, there's a reason why those countries are poor. It's because they make a lot of bad choices, you know?
And they continue to do
Cuba
that.
Could be flourishing right
now.
Oh,
big
They're
time.
Not. Venezuela could be flourishing. They have flourished in the past. They make a lot of bad choices. There's only so much you can do about that. Giving them money, if you want to watch it disappear down a black hole, it's a little bit...
And that's really all you're doing. You're just giving them money. Yeah. I mean, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
It's essentially enabling a family member who makes a lot of bad choices.
And keep on giving them money.
Yeah, here,
yeah,
let me give you $1,000. Watch that disappear.
Goodbye, and you'll never see it again.
Never see it again. Not going to happen. Hey, it's no fun when the shoe is on the other foot, right? It was Nancy Pelosi who decided on the January 6th committee, oh, yeah, this guy's not going to be on and that guy's not going to be. Jim Jordan not going to be anywhere near it. We're not letting any of these Republicans that want to be on there. Well, Liz Cheney, you're okay. Adam Kinzinger, you're okay. But these other Republicans, they're not acceptable. Well, apparently, if the Speaker of the House gets to do that, Kevin McCarthy says, well, I got some people I feel like throwing off committees.
Sure.
Start with Eric Swalwell, who had an affair with a Chinese spy, and he's on the Intelligence Committee.
And you say, why?
Yeah.
And that should be, he's number one on the list.
Oh, McCarthy said, look, this guy couldn't pass any sort of clearance, any security clearance in the public sector, in the private sector. If he was going to work for a major corporation, they'd be like, I'm sorry, you had an affair with a Chinese spy? No.
And
we're
he
not,
works within
no.
our government.
Exactly.
That's what's so disturbing.
So he says, yeah, we're absolutely not going to let him on that. Adam Schiff is going to get bounced as well.
Goodbye,
Squad
Adam.
Member Ilhan Omar, because he's taking him off of taking Adam Schiff off of the Judiciary Committee because he says he lied nonstop about the whole Russian collusion. So I've seen the evidence. I know it's there. I have seen it with my own eyes. And then later, of course, it came out there wasn't anything there. So we know that he was lying. And then Ilhan Omar has made a lot of anti-Semitic comments. She sure as hell doesn't need to be on the Foreign Relations Committee.
No.
So, McCarthy's like, you made the rules. The rules are we can throw people off these committees if we want to. So I'm going to start doing it. And now they're all like, I can't believe this. This is so wrong. He should be ashamed of himself.
Go, Kevin, go.
This is what you get. It's a little bit like, I mean, this is why Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, much as I have distaste for both of them for a variety of reasons, are looking at this whole, we need to just have majority rule in the Senate. And they're going, guys, this is a bad idea for a number of reasons. Because as soon as Republicans take control, and they will someday, maybe in 24, maybe in 26, maybe in 28, somewhere down the line, Republicans are going to get in control of the Senate. And then they're just going to start passing their agenda like nobody's business. Is that what you want? Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, the day will come. So, yeah, be careful what you wish for your party, because it could easily overturn and it could help the Republicans, no doubt. Kevin.
Babylon Bee has been restored to Twitter thanks to Elon Musk. He said he was going to do that. In fact, that was sort of the impetus for him buying Twitter, was them being thrown off when they named Rachel Levine, a biological male who claims female identity, to be their man of the year. Yeah, and Twitter was like, oh, misgendering somebody, that's serious. Okay, so let me get this straight. Billy's no longer a boy, even though he's got the boy junk. He's a girl because he says he's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, Phil over here, who's as lily white as they come, can't be Chinese just because he says he's Chinese. Make up your mind. Either what you say and you feel like is real or it's not, but you can't have it both ways. And I tend to go with, let's stick with what we know to be factual.
Yeah, biological,
crazy,
right?
Yeah, uh-huh. Insane.
Let's see if we can get everybody on board with that, Richard.
You're asking too much here.
That's right.
You're asking too much. Jason Aldean got dropped by his promotional company, you know, his publicist, because his wife said, I'm really glad my parents didn't change my gender during my tomboy phase.
Yeah.
And that's right. I mean, my daughter went through a tomboy phase. She absolutely did. She played volleyball. She played softball. She was really into sports. She was all about it. And I was like, okay, you do you, whatever. But, you know, at no point was it like, she's obviously a boy. We need to get started on this gender reassignment right away. She eventually found her way back to frilly dresses and nice clothes. And now she wears nothing but jeans and the same shirt every day. So she's a mom of a 2-year-old. What do you think? There's no time for anything else.
No, there is not.
You know how it is.
That's 24/7, yeah, right there.
Absolutely. So she's dealing with it 24/7. But yeah, I think Brittany Aldean made a good point. She said, I'm glad my parents didn't change my gender. And Jason was like, yeah, me too. Because we wouldn't have worked out at all if that had happened.
No, that probably would not have.
Here you got this Nashville publicity corporation that's like, oh, well, we can't deal with you anymore. Why? Because she stated something obvious? Because she said something that made sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, we sure can't have that. Let's stop that nonsense from happening. Stop the nonsense of bugs in your home before the family shows up, not just for Thanksgiving, but Christmas. You know, you get the whole gang to show up. And during these winter months, that's when the bugs really want to get inside. It's cold out there. They don't like that. They want inside. They don't like it wet. They want to be inside. They want to be where the cool fire is. They want to be with the Christmas specials. They want to be watching Bing Crosby with you and the family. Remember Bing Crosby? The bugs do. That's why Mr. Bugs needs to come by and slaughter them wholesale. The ones inside need to die. The ones outside need to stay there. And they can make that happen with a tech that you're going to see every single time. David's been my guy for 4 years, and he does a great job for me. They're going to save you money as well, because their prices are oh so right. And more importantly, they do it right the first time. If they don't, you call them up and go, still got a few bugs here. They come back, retreat. Just that simple. Mr. Bugs, MRBUGGS, 941-6252. They know. What bugs you? 812, and the Chrisleys have been sentenced for fraud. We'll talk about it in Useless Hollywood News when we come back.
Talk 99.5. Good morning. It's Dixon and Vining, Valerie Vining, and Richard Dixon. We thank you for being with us this morning. If you're waking up to any type of plumbing issues in your house, maybe it was something last night you thought, I'll get to it in the morning, or maybe it's something that needs immediate attention, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing right now, because they can resolve whatever issue you have. Water leaks, the Lunstop drains. If you got an issue with a flapper in your toilet, they said they'll be happy to come to your house and take care of that too. And don't forget this too. If you got a water heater in your house and that thing is aged, it's outdated, and maybe you need a new one, or maybe your family has grown, you got a small water heater, you need a larger water heater, well, call them today, because you can get $250 off any water heater installed and purchased through Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. So find out more about that at 205-982-7775, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. You can also reach them online at BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com. And don't forget, too, you can join the Benjamin Franklin Club for just $15 a month. It's a great deal where they'll perform a safety check of your entire home. Here's the number again, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, 982-7775, online, BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com.
8:20 in time for Useless Hollywood News.
Hooray for Hollywood, that phony, super coney Hollywood.
I came here to be a movie star.
And most Hollywood night.
It's about fame and what Hollywood does to people.
All right, everyone, roll camera.
Well, you have to be a bit of a narcissist to believe that you're interesting enough to follow around with television cameras and turn into a show. And you also have to be a bit of a narcissist to believe that you can get away with bank fraud and tax evasion for any real length of time. Todd Chrisley and his ugly, stupid wife, Julie.
Oh, Richard, wow.
Are going to prison.
Ugly, stupid, in the same sentence.
Well, there is the argument that they are certainly stupid.
No question.
Kind of dumb.
19 years combined. He got 12. She got 7. And they both get 16 months of probation afterward. This is as a result of the fraudulent loans, $30 million, found to have dodged their taxes since as early as 2009, hidden their earnings from the show, from the IRS.
Seems pretty arrogant, doesn't it?
Their accountant, Peter Tarantino, no relation to Quentin, was convicted of filing false reports for them. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Mm. Julie also found guilty of committing wire fraud and obstruction of justice. So they'll be going away for a while and doing a reality show called Behind Bars with the Chrisleys.
You know, it's really...
And I won't watch that either.
No.
It's really sad. It's dumb on their part, but they do have children, and this is kind of sad for a 10-year-old and a 16-year-old to find out your parents are going to jail.
Yeah.
Not pretty look. Come on. It's going to catch up to you. Why would you do this? I mean, it's really dumb.
Because they're stupid.
Yeah.
That explains it. They wanted to live large, and
Well, live large, but it'll catch up.
Jay Leno reveals his burns from the fire, was released from the hospital. He's got some burns on his face and his neck, and then his left arm really took the brunt of it. He is looking forward to spending Thanksgiving with his family and his friends, and is wishing everyone a wonderful holiday.
Wishing everyone a wonderful holiday. I mean, hope everyone gets to have a good day.
You know, I'm glad it's not as...
A fabulous Thanksgiving, everybody.
Burns are burns, and they're serious, and his injuries are serious.
Yeah.
But... initially, I thought it would be more of, you know, upper part of his face, and it happens to be around the jawline and under the neck. And as you said, his left hand is pretty badly burned. But all in all, he looks pretty good, and I'm glad that he's gotten through this without something that's even more severe than what he's got.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Good thing. Could be worse. Yeah.
Bob Dylan's publisher. That was a book that was put out not too terribly long ago, where they were charging $600, and each one was individually signed by Bob Dylan himself.
Hmm.
Until a couple of people got together and noticed, these signatures are exactly the same. What the hell's going on here? Oh, yeah. It was like one of those autograph signing machines. And so the publisher had to come out and go, we'll be sending you guys back some money here.
Uh-huh.
Sorry about that. That was the signing machine. We mistook that. Now, Bob's hand got tired is what it came down to. They were like, just use the signing machine. It'll be okay. But yeah, I imagine what they're going to do is they're going to return the difference between the signed copy and the unsigned copy. The unsigned copy went for about $50. The signed copy went for $600. So they'll probably be sending back about $550 to each one of these people going, sorry.
I think you need a discount. You need a refund of some sort.
You bought a book by Bob Dylan. That should tell you everything you need to know.
Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Hey,
can you read the lyric? Can you read the words?
I've
always said that you're a good writer, Bob, but the singing thing, I think anybody could have.
I love his singing voice.
I don't.
Lay, look up my big breath, baby. Stay late as day. Stay with your man, oh, why?
What you got against Bob Dylan?
I've always said that about his voice.
How does it feel?
Right. You're making my point. Thank you, Richard.
Rolling Stone.
Completely making my point.
We're in no direction.
Music.
That's what I'm saying.
Absolute music to my
ears. Oh, gracious.
I love me some Bob Dylan. Not so much reading, though. 8:25, how about some Jim Dent news? And then we shall hurry back with a look at what is going on in Twitter. Stick around.
Morristown like two rebels without a cause.
It is Talk 99.5 with Dixon and Vining. How many of you think you're a good painter? I have, I had some rental properties and would paint them, and let me tell you what, it wasn't very good. I can try, you can try. What a hassle, and it's time consuming too. If you are in need of a professional painter, have we got the painters for you? It is the painting company, locally owned and operated right here in the Birmingham area, and they are fantastic at what they do. And I mean, like, between the wall and the, you know, the ceiling, that whole area. I mean, if it's outside, you got to get up on ladders, you got to get the paint, you got to get the stuff to clean, the brushes, everything else, all that mess. Well, let the professionals at the painting company tackle your next painting project. Interior, exterior, no project, too small, too big. Give them a call today and get a free quote. 205-995-5559. That's 995-5559. It is the painting company. And can I just tell you, Richard Dixon, I would like for this spider bug that is right on my computer right now to please go away.
All right. You just explain it to the spider.
Oh, my gosh.
Mr. Spider.
Look. It's a spider on my computer.
There, it's gone now. How about that?
You killed it.
Took care of that.
Yep, finished. Mm-hmm. I learned from Mr. Bugs.
Okay, so wait a minute. You're freaking out about the spider. You turn it over to Richard, and you are surprised when he kills it?
I didn't know he was going to smash it with his hand.
No. I should have carried it all the way outside and set it free in our parking lot. That's the way you handle a situation like that.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't have handed you the spider.
Yeah.
I'm over here like, he's crawling all over my computer, and I'm like,
The Jerry Seinfeld bit who says, you know, I can't understand how you women can have hot wax poured on your legs and have the hair then ripped out by the roots and still be afraid of a spider. I don't get it. I don't get that either.
I've never done that. I always just use a razor. I'm thinking, that's painful.
You. I'll pass on the hot wax.
You know, the stories of the guys that like have the hair on the back, and they're like, well, you get that. All right, let me get that hot wax. Why bother? It's going to grow back.
Yeah. Well, not if you do the waxing properly.
Sure.
Nothing's going to grow there after that. Let's get into the Twitter thing, shall we? Dixon inviting Talk99.5.com. It is amazing to me that after 2 weeks of owning Twitter, how many people have said, oh, it's over. Elon Musk has killed this thing. It's terrible. He doesn't know what he's doing. And meanwhile, I'm watching third-rate reporters on a fourth-ranked news network, CNN, explaining what Elon Musk is doing wrong.
They just don't. Here's the thing. They just don't like him.
Oh, no.
They don't like him like they didn't like Donald Trump, and it doesn't matter what he does.
Free speech.
They're gonna shut it down.
We can't have free speech.
That's right.
It's hilarious to me that these guys think that they know how to run a company better than he does, given the fact that they've never run a company ever.
Well, they're running it. It's being run into the ground is where CNN is headed.
CNN, exactly, yes. Anyway, Elon Musk not done slashing Twitter's workforce. He says, all right, you know, he did a pretty good job. Early on, he's like, I'm getting rid of 75% of the people. And a whole bunch of people left. It's so much easier when people leave of their own volition,
yes,
you know?
You find out who wants to be there and who doesn't.
Then he comes in and he says, all right, everyone's going to work in the office. We're not doing this at home crap anymore. I want everyone here. I want everyone in the office. And then a whole bunch more people go, never mind. I'm quitting. I'm done. And then he says, you're going to have to be hardcore in the work. I need you people focused, and I need you attentive, and this half-assing it like you've been doing for all this time with the chef-made meals and the cereal bars and the pods and all that crap. That's going away. We're actually working like a company now. And a whole bunch more people left. And then he said, all right, we've lost too many engineers and not enough of the salespeople and the middle management and the stuff that we really need to lose. So we need to fire some of those people. And then we'll probably hire some more engineers. But we'll hire the right kind of people, people who didn't have the experience of working at Twitter when, A, they were way overstaffed.
Yeah.
Way overstaffed.
Well, way overpaid, too. Overstaffed and overpaid.
Do you remember when Visionland opened up? Go back. Let's go back a million years.
Oh, you are. You're taking us back.
To the start of Vision. It was Larry Langford's big plan to have an amusement park there in Fairfield, and it was going to be huge, and it was going to be so on and so forth. Of course, the thing began floundering immediately because government doesn't do anything well, and they attempted to run an amusement park. They eventually sold it for a very small amount of money to another company who was in the business of running amusement parks. And the first thing they did was fire 3/4 of the staff, which tells you what? They were overstaffed. They had far too many people working there. Why? It was a government program. Everybody's brother-in-law, everybody's nephew, everybody's whatever had a job. Well, Twitter, even though it wasn't government, was very much like that. There was piles of money, and they were using it to reward friends and buddies, and everyone was like, isn't this a fun place to work? We're not making a bunch of money for our shareholders, but screw them. We're controlling the nation's narrative, and that's what's important.
And a lot of us are working in our pajamas from home.
Absolutely.
Making 6+ figures.
So Elon Musk comes in and says, no, we're going to make this thing profitable. We're going to make it better. It's going to be worth more than the $44 billion that I paid for it. And immediately all the workers go like, oh, no, I'm oppressed. I'm being oppressed. They're going to have to go get real jobs now. So by getting rid of the people who were used to that and bringing in people who were not used to that or were used to actually doing work, you're going to build a better company. That's for starters.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, getting rid of all that middle management that was unnecessary. You know, it was just layers upon layers of people who weren't getting stuff done. That turns out to be a better idea in the long run. And now he says he's addressing child sexual exploitation on Twitter. That is the new number one priority. Unbeknownst to me, until I read this article in Human Events, apparently there was a thriving child porn and pedophilia sort of
underground
subset.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't even underground. It was in front of God and everybody. They had certain hashtags they were using. Those hashtags have now been banned, the 2 or 3 main hashtags that were used by these people. And they were putting in links that were like secret links that everybody in that community apparently understood. So they were able to go to something. It would be no different than going to, say, Walmart and finding that there was a space in the back that wasn't even really hidden. It was near the toy department where all the pedophiles hung out and they bought child porn.
Mm.
And it's like, whoa, what the hell? I didn't even know this was happening. And I'm glad that it's being stopped. And I'm glad this. And Elon Musk is making the point, as are some others, the previous guys knew about this. They could have done this.
Yeah, but they didn't.
They didn't.
Yeah.
You know why? No money in it. There was no profit. There was no joy. There was no special chef or a pod or any of that stuff for stopping the child predators. So we're not going to worry
about
it.
Well, I would say this, you know, that when we heard that Elon Musk was going to buy Twitter, you know, it was like, oh, what's he going to do with this? But so far, I think he is hitting on all cylinders, that he's cleaning house, that he's going to get the right people in there. It may take just a little bit of time to clean this up and get things like this child sex abuse content off of Twitter and some other things. But once it's done, he may really be able to take it back to what it was and, you know, and a good place to go to have that dialogue, to have that communication without some of this. You know, when you talk about child sex abuse content on it, that's out of there and some other things. And I like what he's done so far. I think everything is moving in the correct direction for Twitter.
If you think about it, he's done exactly with Twitter what I said they should have done with CNN, which is burn the place to the ground
and start over. Yeah, and CNN's not learned that. They should be watching what Elon Musk is doing and copy it. I mean, he's spot on with what he's doing.
Either that or we just wait until Elon Musk finally gets tired of CNN and buys them.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He might. Mm-hmm. You never can tell. God knows Warner Brothers could use the money because they're having serious problems.
Well, and even, you know, CBS, they came off of Twitter and it wasn't 48 hours and they were back on going, I think maybe we messed up. We probably ought to stay on.
But we're going to monitor the situation. Like anybody pays attention to you, CBS. Like anybody cares what you think about anything. You're a third-ranked network. God bless you. Not our own
not
CBS
our,
42.
Not our local
them.
Affiliate. We do love those
but
guys.
But the CBS network is a joke. Come on. Ever since they got rid of 2.5 Men, was that on CBS? I don't really know. I pay no attention.
Network.
Talk about going
on.
Back in time.
Right.
841, Stead, Denson, and Fuller, my insurance agents, would love to be yours as well. A quick call to 414-1476, and you'll be amazed at just what kind of business you'll be able to do with these guys. For your home, for your business, for your RV, your car, obviously, your motorcycle, your boat, whatever you need insured, they can make it happen for you, and they can do it for less. Just tell them what it is you've got now. Don't even tell them what you're paying. Just say, this is what I'm doing, and they'll come back to you with some premium numbers that I think you're going to find very delightful, and I can vouch for their service. It is incredible to be able to lift the phone, call somebody local, not have to deal with some portal on the web or deal with Flo or a Gecko or something like that. You're really just talking to a human being whose name you know and whose hand you've shaken, and you say, this is my problem, and they go, we got it, taken care of, done, don't worry about it. That's my friends at Stead, Denson, and Fuller, and my insurance agents for many years now, 414-1476, or online at steadandfuller.com. 8:42, and coming up, another ode to Thanksgiving, and it's not a distaste for the holiday. I just realized some time ago that these artificial constructs, you don't have to live by them if you don't want to.
Mm-hmm. You don't.
And that's the way, I like it. Big selection. Little itty bitty prices. That's Anthony and Company Jewelers, 2080 Vallendale Road, next to Ragtime Cafe. When you are in the market for a fine piece of jewelry with people who are not going to put any pressure on you whatsoever. I know other stores are like, we low pressure. And then you walk in and they're like, you want to buy something? 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 Would you like to put some money down on this? You don't want this to disappear on you. Now, there's only one of these. The last thing you want is for one of these to go away. Oh, my God, you better get... That's not how they do it at Anthony and Company Jewelers. Their goal is to aid you in finding the exact perfect piece for your specific someone and doing it within your price range. They do have something for every price range. I probably don't mention that often enough. And they have the guaranteed lowest prices. If you find the same piece of jewelry or anything even similar in somewhere else for less, they will match or beat that price because that's how they roll at Anthony and Company Jewelers. They're so inexpensive, they can't even afford to have a sale. AnthonyCoJewelers.com on the World Wide Web, 987-2224 on the telephone, or in person, 2080 Vallendale Road, next to Ragtime Cafe. So it's not that I'm against Thanksgiving per se. I am not. I just believe that you don't have to buy into, you know, you can have a turkey anytime you want. That's a great thing about being an adult. You can have a cookie anytime you want, too. Yes.
Yeah, brownie.
You can eat lasagna in the shower. It's not against the law. No one can stop you.
I don't know, though. You can go to Publix. That's going to get messy.
Buy a birthday cake. Even if it's not your birthday, eat the whole thing. Knock yourself out. Nobody's going to stop
you're giving us all kinds of ideas,
I'm
Richard.
Just trying to help.
Thank you.
You know, Dent and I are kindred spirits. He has steak on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I'm a fan of that. You know, all right, I'm not a big fan of turkey. I don't want to eat turkey. I want to have steak. Great, have steak. You want sea bass? Have sea bass. Chilean sea bass. That's all I'm saying. If you'd prefer pizza, have pizza. You know, some people are like, oh, I can't believe you're not having turkey on Thanksgiving. You're un-American. No, I'm not. I love this country.
You're just doing you,
yes,
right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And yet somehow... I still get John Bell writing and producing a bit that sounds like this.
All the Boos down in Boosville loved Thanksgiving a lot. But the Dicks, who lived in a big house with a stump in the yard, did not. No one quite knew the reason. Was he insane or just crazy? But the real reason was he was downright lazy. So he stood there staring in his size 12 shoes, for once in his life, hating the Boos.
Thanksgiving is coming, the Dicks did exclaim. They'll all be stuffing themselves and cursing my name. Why should I work hard to cook? Why bother? If I want good eats, I'll call the Chubb Father.
Meanwhile, in Boozetown, the fat and the thin knocked down a few drinks and unsteadily then held hands together. Otherwise, they'd fall down and vocalize the thoughts of all in the town.
Dahoodore, Dahoodorus, listen, listen to our gin-soaked chorus. What a jerk, he cooks no turkeys. Instead, that day, he's putting up trees.
But the Dicks didn't care. He poo-pooed the Boos.
I'll cook if I wanna, otherwise I'll just snooze. If I find dressing to be depressing, that's my choice. It's what I choose.
You're a wet blanket, Mr. Dicks. Get in the kitchen and cook all day. Fix and mix and chop and slop and sweat and cuss and do not stop until... the annoying relatives all go away. Then watch football.
The Dicks exclaimed, deep down in my cranberries, I'd rather scarf some Ben and Jerry's. Why make a feast for a bunch of losers who will soon be tryptophan snoozers? Why make this molehill into a mountain? I'd rather stand inside my fountain. Traditions are traditions. Enjoy your Thanksgiving feast, because the Dicks doesn't care in the least. He'll eat a light dinner, hit the sack, and snore, and hope there isn't a fire in the house next door.
I do love Thanksgiving, and I take the opportunity to put up my Christmas trees on Thanksgiving and the day after, and the day after that, and the day after that.
Because you have so many.
15.
Mm-hmm.
15 trees.
See, I usually do it the day after. Yeah. Been thinking about it a little this year because of the rain on Thanksgiving, and it's going to be so nice and warm the next 2 days. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, maybe this year I'll break tradition and get it out a little earlier
get
than
normal. Get it done in time before the fam shows up.
Yep.
You doing Thanksgiving at your house? You going to
family.
Family, yeah.
Yeah, family does it. Take a dish or two.
Coolio.
Mm-hmm.
What are you bringing?
Deviled eggs.
Of course. Everybody
deviled
loves
eggs.
Your deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs.
Yeah, you never bring them here, but okay. That's
I'll bring you some.
All right. I'll bring you a Chicago-style pizza. You bring deviled eggs.
One deviled egg?
Well, just one. That's
just
all
one.
I need.
You bring me a whole pizza.
Wait,
I'll bring you a deviled egg.
What qualifies as one deviled egg? Is it two halves?
It's one half.
It should be two halves. That would be one deviled
that's
egg.
That's a full egg, yeah.
Exactly.
Doesn't work that way.
A dozen deviled eggs.
A dozen.
In exchange for one Chicago-style.
Do you know how much eggs cost this Thanksgiving?
I have a pretty good idea. You have any idea how much Chicago-style pizza costs to make?
Mm.
It's a king's ransom.
Yum.
Yeah, you're going to have to tell me what you want on a pizza, too, because there's...
I'm easy.
Got to put some stuff in there. I've heard that about you.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate that.
855. Talk 99.5. Talk95.com.
I haven't heard that since I was in high school.
Back in a moment.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Send me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.